The class began to leave. Harry returned to the back of the room where Ron and Hermione were waiting. "Ready?" Harry muttered. "Wait till everyone's gone," said Hermione nervously. "All right." She approached Lockhart's desk, a piece of paper clutched tightly in her hand, Harry and Ron right behind her.
"Professor Lockhart," Hermione stammered, "I wanted to get this book out of the library, just for background reading."
She held out the piece of paper, her hand shaking slightly.
"But the thing is, it's in the restricted section of the library, so I need a teacher to sign for it. I'm sure it would help me understand what you say in Gadding with Ghouls about slow-acting venoms."
"Ah, Gadding with Ghouls," said Lockhart, taking the note from Hermione and smiling widely at her. "Possibly my very favourite book. You enjoyed it?"
"Oh, yes," said Hermione eagerly. "So clever, the way you trapped that last one with the tea strainer."
"Well, I'm sure no one will mind me giving the best student of the year a little extra help," said Lockhart warmly, and he pulled out an enormous peacock quill.
"Yes, nice, isn't it?" he said, misreading the revolted look on Ron's face.
"I usually save it for book signings."
He scrawled an enormous loopy signature on the note and handed it back to Hermione.
"So, Harry," said Lockhart, while Hermione folded the note with fumbling fingers and slipped it into her bag. "Tomorrow's the first Quidditch match of the season, I believe. Gryffindor against Slytherin, is it not? I hear you're a useful player. I was a seeker, too. I was asked to try for the national squad, but preferred to dedicate my life to the eradication of the dark forces. Still, if ever you feel the need for a little private training, don't hesitate to ask. Always happy to pass on my expertise to less able players."
Harry made an indistinct noise in his throat and then hurried off after Ron and Hermione.
"I don't believe it," he said, as the three of them examined the signature on the note. "He didn't even look at the book we wanted."
"That's because he's a brainless git," said Ron. "But who cares? We've got what we needed."
"He is not a brainless git," said Hermione shrilly as they half ran toward the library.
"Just because he said you were the best student of the year."
They dropped their voices as they entered the muffled stillness of the library. Madame Pince, the librarian, was a thin, irritable woman who looked like an underfed vulture.
"Most potent potions,"
she repeated suspiciously, trying to take the note from Hermione, but Hermione wouldn't let go.
"I was wondering if I could keep it,"
she said breathlessly.
"Oh, come on," said Ron, wrenching it from her grasp and thrusting it at Madame Pince. "We'll get you another autograph. Lockhart'll sign anything if it stands still long enough."
Madame Pince held the note up to the light as though determined to detect a forgery, but it passed the test. She stalked away between the lofty shelves and returned several minutes later carrying a large and mouldy-looking book. Hermione put it carefully into her bag and they left, trying not to walk too quickly or look too guilty.